Well, some people don't call it syrup, they call it molasses.
What's the difference?
It's syrup and molasses, generally, if you buy molasses now, well, it's not sweet like the syrup is. It's had that most of the sugar took out of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear them called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Long sweetening?
Long sweetening and short sweetening.
No, I don't know if I know anything about that now. That would be the long sweetening was bound to be in that good syrup that we had made.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to buy some syrup, what would it come in?
Well, we get ours always in cans.
Do you ever hear people talk about a stand of molasses, a stand of lard, or anything like that?
They talk about cans of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about no stands of it.
And what would flour come in if you bought a whole lot of it?
Well, I used to buy it by the barrels all the time, and it come in a wooden barrel, and I ordered my flour from New Orleans. But we buy iron now, me and the madam here, when she buys flour, she buys it in 24-pound sacks at the time.
What's the sack made out of?
It's made out of cloth.
What would
If it ain't made out of cloth, it's made out of paper, you know.
Mm-hmm. What runs around the barrel to hold the wood?
Hooks. Mm-hmm. Hooks, hooks, hooks.
And something smaller than a barrel that melts.
Kegs?
Hmm?
Smaller than a barrel to do what?
That melts would come in. What was that you mentioned?
Kegs.
Okay. Do you ever see a water barrel or a beer keg?
Oh, yes.
What would you turn to get the liquid out?
Faucets.
And out of
and
the... Hmm?
Faucets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Out in the yard, what you'd have to turn to get the... Put the hose up to?
Well, we got faucets all over the place here.
What about at the kitchen sink?
We still got them there.
And... If you're driving horses and want them to go faster, you could hit them with the...
Well, some horses you have to have a whip or a quirt, you know, of some kind, but most good horses that I used to have, if I wouldn't mind to move up, all I'd just check my lines on them, he'd get gone for me.
Mm-hmm. What about when you're riding on them, you hold the...
Reins.
And your feet are in the...
Stirrups. On your saddle.
Mm-hmm. Before you hitch your horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you say you have to do to
him? Harness him up.
What's that?
You got to put the harness on him.
Huh. If you bought something at the store nowadays, what would the grocery food be?
You got 90 cases out of 10 paper bags. If you ain't got some old broccoli in there or something, or paper bag.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Well, a paper bag and a sack is made out of, it's made out of, grass, it's made out of different kinds of things that it's made out of, you know.
It's not paper?
It's not paper. You don't have a paper sack. Well, you have paper sacks too, you know, but they're solid, like the boys buy their beans here. Things. Well, they all come in paper. They used to come in sack, but they don't get no more sack. It all comes in paper.
What kinds of sacks did it used to come in?
Come in grass sacks.
Any other name for the grass sack?
I don't know what it means.
Isn't it crocus sack?
Yeah, but that's a big crocus sack. What we used to find as crocus sack, that's a big sack that had heavy, heavy built, you know, and stout that you catch stuff in.
What stuff would you
take an oat sack and a crocus sack, two